This week, I am getting ready to head out to India on our second annual travel retreat. And to say I'm excited is an understatement. The joy of going home and showing a group of travelers all the beauty, culture, and diversity that India has to offer is quite thrilling, actually. As I think back on our trip last year to Jaipur and the rural villages in Rajasthan, it was an experience unlike any I've had. The people we met and the communities that we engaged with were so welcoming, and I know we all left a little piece of our heart out in the desert of Rajasthan. Let's face it, there's a little wanderlust in all of us. Everyone, at some point in their lives, wants to travel the world and experience all its beauty for themselves, right? Travel opens the mind to so many different possibilities and makes us more tolerant and conscious as human beings. What might seem simple, normal, and mundane to some might be unique, challenging, and exciting to others. In the words of Gustave Fabo, travel makes one modest. You see what a tiny space you occupy in the world. But when we travel to places outside of our cultural comfort zone, as I like to call it, we need to pay special attention to how we interact with locals, the environment, and even other travelers. Culturally sensitive tourism is all about having a positive experience during your travels, as well as leaving a positive impact on the people who live in the places we choose to visit. So today, on this episode of Culturally Ours, I want to share with you some basic guidelines on how to be a culturally sensitive traveler during your trip. Whether you plan on traveling with me on one of our future Culturally Ours travel retreats, or if you're out exploring on your own.
Welcome to Culturally Ours, a show where we explore global cultural diversity in an intimate way through conversations and narratives around lifestyle, culture, food, art, and travel. Host Karthika Gupta talks to people from all over the world who have intimately experienced different cultures as a way to understand each other's worlds from the inside out, focusing on what we have in common.
Practicing culturally sensitive tourism is truly not that difficult. If anything, it involves a lot of self-awareness, humility, and compassion for the things that we see and do. Here are a few things to keep in mind. Number one, knowledge is key. Invest time before traveling to research the customs and norms of the place that you will visit. Remember, customs not only vary by country, but also by region and religion. Understand and appreciate the diverse cultural context and be respectful of these differences. A little research prior to your journey goes a long way in avoiding disappointment and despair when you find out that certain restrictions exist in places where you're traveling. And of course, it goes without saying, always follow the local rules. Number two, be personable. Self-confidence, an open attitude, and a genuine smile are important wherever you travel. People will generally respond to you with the same attitude that you showed them. Be open and honest about your needs, and people will respond positively to you. One tip that I always tell the group that travels with me is to learn a few basic words in the local language so that you can have a conversation. Even if you only learn a few words for, say, please, thank you, good morning, locals appreciate a tourist who takes the time and the effort to understand the norms. Another thing to keep in mind is to try to keep your cool no matter what the situation. Things can really get out of hand very quickly when heightened emotions are involved, and no matter what, remember, you are the outsider. Number three, mixing photography and travel. Now, this is a hot topic made popular by the advent of social media. I am sure this can be a whole podcast episode in itself, but let's cover some of the basic guidelines here. Almost everyone around the world knows what a camera is and knows what it can do. Even if you don't know the language, simple hand gestures and pointing to the camera can take you far in terms of communicating what is it that you are seeking. I firmly believe that you must always ask permission before photographing people and people in places wherever possible. Some places have specific photography rules and others may not. But just because you don't know the rule doesn't give you permission to break it. And not understanding the language should never be an excuse to photograph an unwilling person. Now, on the flip side, sometimes you can use your camera as an icebreaker. Last year, during our trip to Jaipur, so many locals would see us taking pictures and come ask us to take their picture. Not only was this a chance to engage with them, but it was also such a feel-good moment for the group. Take a picture and show the people the pictures that you've taken of them, and you will find that photography instantly becomes more fun and less intimidating. But more than anything, respect the fact that no really does mean no. Yes, I understand there's another school of thought of whether asking for permission will ruin the composition of the image. And while a lot of photographers can argue one way or the other, my personal opinion is that if you are taking a picture of a person, you should make every effort to ask permission, either before or after. Hey there! I hope you are enjoying this episode of Culturally Ours. Did you know there are so many wonderful resources, articles, and blog posts on the website to extend your Culturally Ours experience? We also have a library of free resources like a travel guide to some of the most culturally diverse places around the world, a global kitchen essentials cheat sheet, and so much more. Head on over to culturallyours.com/free to grab these and be sure to check back often as we're constantly adding more resources just for you. Now, let's get back to the episode. Number 4, travel without taking pictures. And now this one might ruffle some feathers out there, but if possible, take the time to really travel without obsessing about capturing every minute of every day with your camera. In today's world of Insta-everything, there is an unhealthy obsession on documenting every minute of your travels. But instead, give yourself permission to spend time really exploring your surroundings without your camera. And trust me, your body and mind will thank you for it. Number 5, go local. Supporting local businesses is an important aspect of culturally sensitive and responsible travel. Not only will it allow you to have a more meaningful and immersive cultural experience, but you will also be contributing to the local economy through these small businesses. So instead of going for that chain restaurant you're so familiar with, ask the locals for tips on where to eat and what kind of special dishes you should try. So just to recap on how you can practice culturally sensitive tourism. Number 1, knowledge is key. Try to educate yourself as much as possible on the local norms, cultures, traditions of the place that you're traveling to. Number 2, be personable. A smile, a positive attitude, and the right mindset can go a long way. Number 3, mixing photography and travel. Ask permission and always err on the side of caution when it comes to taking pictures of locals and people in places that you're traveling to. Number 4, travel without taking pictures. Put aside that camera, leave that cell phone, and really engage with the people you are interacting with. Be present in the moment. Number 5, go local. As much as possible, try to support local businesses and local entrepreneurs. So what are your thoughts on this topic? Do you think about any of these things when you travel? Or what other things do you take into consideration to be a culturally sensitive traveler? I really would love to know your thoughts on this. I feel like not everybody wants to talk about being culturally sensitive, especially when traveling. And the more we engage in healthy dialogue, the more we can educate ourselves on what is accepted behavior and what is not. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Culturally Ours. Check out the show notes at culturallyours.com. If you've enjoyed this show, please be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your family and friends.